Welcome to Mid-Season Moms Podcast.
Sweet and sour take on raising teens into adults.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Cora.
I'm Angela.
And occasionally we'll have some guest hosts. Really asking, we'll get away. Three, two, one.
Mid-Season Moms!
Star.
That was the weirdest song ever.
Okay.
That wasn't a song.
Let's make it a song. Ready?
No.
No, no,
no, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, like that. Let's go off of that.
You guys have like a tone when you start, or when you get like a good pun, it's like, boom. Mid-season moms.
Oh yeah, I do know. No, we made one.
Yeah.
What? Me and Ashton made one.
Did you drink or eat?
She says you're so quiet.
Why we don't even not? Need questions for them. We can just let them talk.
Here.
Okay, share with your sister, okay?
Share with your sibling.
Dang it.
I'm in the spotlight.
This is not going to work. You got to scoop
me.
You're taking
all
the
okay, I'm hoping this sounds okay when we YouTube it.
Mom, I thought these were...
What accent should I use?
What?
No, I was just
talking. Your normal accent.
My mother adopted me from London.
Isn't that a hey, British Jameson, accent?
Please, she adopted me from Britain.
Jameson, please be normal.
That was more like Irish.
She adopted me from Ireland.
Yep, that's it.
The pot of gold.
Oh my god.
It's not moving, I fixed it.
Please be normal.
Mars Twine.
Yo, what
my
the
really
heck?
My really quiet second child. We're not gonna believe you. Ever again.
Well, what if someone swears?
No,
bleep it.
I can bleep swearing, but I prefer you not to swear.
Can you just like pretend bleep it? Just like act
bleep.
Like I'm
what the?
Just
saying something. And bleep it.
Just behave himself.
Behave yourself, Jameson.
Thank you, Maisie.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to have you guys go around and say who your mom is. So say your name and who your mom is.
A real mom?
Full name or half name?
Just your first name. Okay. Or your nickname, whatever you want to
this
say.
This is my social security number.
No, not your social
no,
security.
Are you like, ready?
I got nothing.
So, you have to do another one?
Yes.
Yeah, so
okay,
come on.
I'm Chelsea, and these are my kids.
Jackson.
Hi, Chelsea.
Coleman.
I'm Cora, and these are my kids.
You're up.
Olivia.
Home dog.
Go.
And Jameson.
I'm Angela, and these are my kids.
Max.
And Maisie.
Awesome.
Mom's giving me the point.
Yeah. You're getting the look.
I don't like that look. It honestly, like, you guys, not just cute. From you.
Oh, am I talking in the mic.
I don't like that look.
My mom's name's Angie.
Stop it! That's not the truth!
Angie.
Look what you started,
Angie.
Jameson.
Okay.
Kate. Oh, we're starting.
Yeah, we're starting.
Can you give us a countdown? I didn't know it was about to be real.
Dude, I've been talking this whole day.
So, hold on.
Should I make you do it like I made the other kids do, which was sing Mid-Season Moms?
No.
The song that I made up?
Probably not.
Probably would have no one singing.
Then yeah, you have to sing it on an episode, yes.
No. I get paid by the hour for that song, so you sing it.
All right, are we going?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm Angela, and these are my two adult children.
I'm Alexa. I'm college aged. Just kidding. I'm 24 almost in October, and I've been living with my boyfriend for like 5 years, and I go to UBU currently, so almost done with that.
Sweet.
And I'm Alex, and I'm also college age, I guess. I just turned 19 in May, so.
I'm Chelsea, and these are my adult kids.
I'm Sam. I am 20 years old, and I have been married for about a year, and I work at Sport Clips.
And I'm Dallin, 26, the lucky duck that married Sam, and I recently graduated from college, and I'm a software developer.
Hi. I'm Ashlyn. I am 18, and I leave for college next week.
Cora.
I'm Cora, and this is my adult child.
My name's Emma, and I'm a sophomore at Utah State.
Because you're going to ask us the questions like you did to the little ones, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay, good.
Actually, you're the person in charge. Did you want to do that?
Oh, I'm out.
Here's your host, Samantha.
Okay, all of you guys, I'm going to have you answer together. Okay, which mom makes the best food? Start with Olivia and Jameson.
I don't know. Yeah, Chelsea.
Sometimes my mom's food is interesting. But I usually eat it. Because I'm hungry.
Maisie?
Angie.
Stop it!
I don't think I've tried all your food, to be honest.
Oh, man, we should invite you over for dinner.
Probably.
Okay, Colin.
I don't, I've only had, like, probably quarters and yours, so probably yours.
Oh.
I'm not good. I never said I was a good cook.
A little savage commentary.
Honestly, I don't know. I was going to say Chelsea.
Sweet. I don't even cook that much anymore.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Giving it up. Okay, which mom has the cleanest house? Start with Max.
Oh.
Oh,
have you met Max's dad?
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with that. My mom on that one.
Has the cleanest house?
Yeah.
Not because of me.
Angie.
I've never really been in Angela's house that much, but our house is really messy.
Your room is messy.
Yeah, it's focusing on my room. My room kind of brings the average house level up to like a 4.63. And so I would go probably Chelsea just because I haven't been in Angela's house that much.
That was incorrect.
Her room was like
it's
Olivia.
Olivia.
Oh, yeah. Probably, I don't think I've ever seen Angela's house messy. So, yeah, Angela's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Cora's. I've never been to Angela's house, and ours is really gross. So.
If all of the moms were stuck in an escape room together, what would your mom react like?
Panic.
Okay, Emma, you start.
It depends. If Chelsea's there, then Chelsea would be probably bossing my mom around, but if she wasn't, my mom would be bossing everyone else around.
True story. Ashlyn.
My mom would panic for sure and get frustrated because if she can't figure something out, then she just gets really upset.
My mom would probably just laugh.
That's what I guess.
Just try to figure it out on her own, and if she doesn't, no big deal.
Yeah, she'd just be really loud.
Yeah.
Just running around. What does this do? What does this mean? Yeah, that's what she'd do.
I can see that.
Yeah. Down, Sam, what would I do?
Wait, so how are they going to know which kid's answering?
It doesn't matter.
We just kind of interject. So your mom is Chelsea, me. So how would it be?
I think Chelsea would come up with a really elaborate solution of how to get out of the room. Maybe even before we go to the room, she would do research on it and know exactly how to get out of it. A spreadsheet? Yeah, that would be helpful.
She would have a spreadsheet.
I agree with Emma. If she would be telling everyone what to do, well, Angela laughs and Cora does what my mom says.
What was something your mom did or does not like?
Answer all of those or just
Sam, like, she wouldn't let us, one. She wouldn't let us eat SpaghettiOs.
That's what I told them.
Or watch.
But did I write that?
Yeah. Or watch, what's that?
SpongeBob. I already took those two, so... You think of other things.
Orange guy.
Orange guy.
Yellow.
Interesting.
Wow. Interesting. Very interesting.
My mom didn't like us to watch SpongeBob ever. That was a no-go. And then at the grocery store, we weren't allowed to get, like, the fun foods, Getios or anything like that. That was a no.
I feel like, I don't know, just kind of the regular parenting, like, do's and don'ts, like, don't swear, don't watch rated R movies, kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, and she didn't like to
I feel like
shut
whenever,
up,
yeah, like, shut that. Up was a no-go. Also, yeah. Like, grocery shopping, whenever I'd go with her, anything I picked out, she would just, like, make me put back. So.
But now she buys whatever she wants.
She buys whatever she wants for Maisie.
She buys all
Maisie
the Oreos and the all the food.
You guys didn't get Oreos?
Okay, well, we got Oreos, got Oreos, but like when I would pick something out, you'd always be like, we don't need that. Like chocolate milk for
chocolate
example.
Milk, come on. Oh, Ned's quick.
Ned's quick.
Never. But yeah, I still don't really say shut up because I've always known not to.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes it's funny.
Okay, Ashlyn.
Am I close enough?
Yes.
Okay. We just couldn't call our siblings like butthole or idiot. So, I mean, like anything you'd call your sibling when you were a kid, we couldn't really do that.
I made you be nice.
Yeah.
Emma, how about Forrest?
Okay, my mom definitely would not let us say shut up. She was with that. Or let us watch SpongeBob.
Why?
Why?
What was it?
She told us it would rot our brains.
Yeah.
That was such a theory.
Not smart. And
I watched SpongeBob constantly.
I still watch.
Probably turned out the best out of all of us.
I'm perfect.
Honestly. I have no idea why I watch SpongeBob. I can't even answer.
Any Nickelodeon. We couldn't watch any Nickelodeon. Oh.
That's funny.
Crazy.
But really, because I felt like your brains weren't growing watching SpongeBob.
Are you kidding? That's like my vocabulary.
I like
to
tie your shoes.
Yeah, of course. They have really good lessons in there.
Come on, guys.
It's over here.
Maisie, who do you think's most easygoing out of the three moms?
Same. You.
Me? Chelsea?
Chels dog.
Yeah, Chels dog.
Good to know.
Max? I'm going to have to say Cora.
Oh, that's
sweet.
Mine.
Wow.
That's mine.
Okay.
That's your mom.
Okay.
We each got one vote, by the way.
That's fantastic. I didn't even keep track. Okay, who do you think is the loudest mom? Max, who's the loudest mom?
Probably mine.
Angela?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Angie.
Jameson?
Like when they're mad? Or just like... Overall,
when they scream,
it's your choice.
I'm saying Chelsea.
Yeah. My mom's mad
definitely
is
silent.
My mom's mad is silent unless she's mad at my dad, but like,
no,
it's
not
silent.
It's
like,
yeah, it's scary.
That's if she doesn't know the people you're around. Like, if it's just you, it's not silent, or if it's your good friends.
Okay, so let's keep voting. Jameson.
I heard you voted.
Yeah, they both voted.
Chelsea.
Okay, you?
You. Chelsea.
Angela.
Awesome. When you were growing up...
I don't think I can hear you.
Which was really just recently for some of you. But what was your mom's weakness? Like, what trick would you use to get your way, get something at the grocery store, get him to buy something, to get out of cleaning, or to get out of being grounded? That type of thing. Emma.
My mom didn't believe in grounding, so I didn't have to worry about getting out of that. But if I wanted something, I would usually just ask continuously until she got so annoyed, she would say yes. Out of frustration. Worked every time. I still do it sometimes, I'll be honest.
Okay, Ashlyn.
How I get out of an argument with my mom is normally I start laughing and when she's like yelling at me and then she gets all frustrated because I start laughing and then she starts laughing because I'm laughing and then the argument's over, so then I don't have to worry about it. I'm not in trouble anymore.
That is true. Alexa.
I mean, I always kind of just got my own stuff if I wanted it. I don't know, like, I can't really think of something that I would, yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't get grounded either, so that wasn't an issue. But yeah, I don't really recall any situation that I had to get out of.
Yeah,
I'd always
like,
clean.
Yeah, I mean, we had chores on Saturday, but that was just like a, I don't know, I feel like
the dishes.
The dishes.
We definitely
we never got out
about
of that.
We didn't get out of it, but we try.
Yeah. I don't know, I feel like my mom was just really chill. She kind of just trusted us, which, I mean, her first two turned out fine, so it works, I guess. But, yeah, like, I didn't ever have to worry about being grounded just because, like, I knew it would never happen, you know? So, I mean, but I was a pretty good kid. Like, I just, I don't know.
Yeah,
she was just chill. She was just a chill mom, that's all.
So true. Sam?
My mom's kind of a pushover. So, like, if you kind of ask for anything and she doesn't agree for a second, she doesn't really, like, you can persuade her to do what you want very easily. Like, grounding wasn't a thing, but she'd say, you're grounded. And I said, can I clean one bathroom and be done? Yes. Anything like that. Or I'm going to be late. Why? Mom, please, I'll give you a foot massage. Okay, sounds good. That's how we got through life.
Okay.
All contradictory.
Which mom is the mama bear? Start with Jackson.
Cora.
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 Yeah, it's Cora dog.
Cora dog.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
Max, who's your vote?
It's definitely Cora.
Cora? Okay. This one might be a little bit harder. What is something that your mom rocks at that she's super good at? Like, in life.
Why would that be hard, Chelsea?
Yeah. Oh, the other one is I'm going to make you say what she's a hard time with. So, what's something that your mom is really good at, Emma?
My mom is, in my eyes, really good at everything, to be honest.
Rolling her eyes back there.
Jameson would say, stop kissing mom's butt.
He probably would tell me that, yeah. But my mom, first thing that comes to mind, she's a very good party planner. She plans the
best
parties ever.
I know, that's what I was
going to
say, too.
Chelsea's also good at party planning. They're like the dream team.
My mom's pretty good, too.
My mom is also very good at organizing. I clean people's houses, and I open up drawers, and I'm like, oh my gosh, at home, I look so organized all the time.
My mom's really good at being the team mom. She doesn't always want to be the team mom of her kids' sports, but then she'll be like, oh, I'm going to, like, order everyone t-shirts and sweatshirts, and then she kind of puts herself in that position, and then she'll be like, oh, why am I the team mom? But she always signs herself up for it, and she does a good job.
No, you are good at it, especially on drill. You'd always bring treats and set up balloons and flags and decorations.
I have, like, nothing to do anymore. In case you're wondering, I don't even know what I'm going to do this year. Like,
Jackson and Coleman.
No, but they don't. But drill is its own life form.
Jackson and Coleman are a lot easier than you and Ashlyn.
That's my favorite. Okay, Alexa, what's your mom good at?
She's good at a lot of things, just like running, anything outdoors, really, and crocheting.
You stole my...
party planning. She makes you feel special, like, on your birthday, or
she's super good at that. That is so pro for her.
Yeah. So I really like that.
I'm sorry to my children, because you should have picked Angela.
I hate her, so it's okay.
Wrong pick in heaven. You wouldn't if you were Angela's child. Alex.
Yeah, kind of just like everything Alexa said, but I mean, I feel like she's also good at kind of like understanding like when one of her kids is going through something, kind of. I feel like she is aware of like how her kids are feeling and likes to know like what's going on, you know? So I feel like she's good in that way, like, but I don't know. Just
perfect.
She's a good mom in general.
Sweet.
Yeah, kind of what Ashlyn said. She's really involved in our lives with like sports. She was always at every race or soccer game or dance or cider or whatever it was. She's very good party planner. She threw my wedding together in 7 weeks, so that's shows how good she is at party planning. Yeah, kind of like Angela, she likes to know how our feelings are and where our hearts are. She cares more where our hearts are as well as, like, how we're doing in our lives.
Sweet. Dallin, do you have anything to add that I'm amazing at? I'm just kidding. She's
on the side of brown nose.
Dallin's ready for the what she has a hard time with part. Okay. What?
Ashlyn has a story.
What is something that your mom has a hard time with? Alexa, do you want to go first?
Sure. Sometimes she has a hard time showing her true emotions. Like,
Chelsea doesn't have a problem with that.
I know that she's upset or sad or something. I can see it, but sometimes it's hard to break through her shell for her to talk about it. So I think that me and Alex have really tried recently to get more emotions and feelings out. Because that's what you need to do to grow a relationship.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Alex?
Yeah, kind of just like same thing. Kind of growing up, I mean, not necessarily that it was a bad thing, but I felt like there kind of was this like disconnect that I had with my mom, not in like, again, not a negative way, just like the way that we were raised was different from my friends. Like, I wasn't really like touchy like with my mom, you know, like we wouldn't really say I love you and stuff, and that's just like how it was. It's a lot better now, and like I'm grateful for that, but growing up that was kind of a struggle, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I like it. So, Dallin?
She has a harder time letting her children go than I thought it would be when I got married. So that's been something we're working on, is learning to let each other go in the ways of life. But everything else is pretty good.
She got like a text today about you.
Because I'm a lazy maid?
No, because you're leaving me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything to add, or you agree?
I took it.
I could go on and on about the cliche interview answers as to what your weaknesses are. You know, perfectionist, works too hard.
Nice.
Perfect.
But, you know, I think Sam did a good job, too.
Okay, Emma.
Okay, one of my mom's weaknesses is she is a worrier.
Yeah.
Last year she was planning my graduation party. This is just an example. And all day she'd freak out about everything. And I'm like, Mom, calm down, it's fine. She's like, well, I haven't slept in a month because I've been worried whether or not it's going to rain. Oh my God. I'm like, Mom, it's fine. If it rains, we'll go inside. You don't need to stress yourself and not sleep over it.
Being a mom. Ashlyn?
My mom is definitely a worrier to the max, for sure. She does not have Angela's problem of hiding her emotions. She will show them wherever she's at. Like, she cried to me and Sam in Old Navy. So, I mean, she doesn't have that issue. But I will say a weakness of hers is that whatever you say will get to her. So, like, if you were to be like, you didn't do this the best, she would take that to heart. Or, like, if you don't say thank you and she's done a lot for you, she probably won't like you very much because she put a lot of time and effort into stuff. But she's kind.
She's kind.
But at least she's kind. But
she might kill you in your sleep.
You are murdered. You're murdered.
I did.
Wait, what?
Dallin, what did I call you on your first date with them? Second date.
I believe the words were Ted Bundy.
Oh my God. She went missing for 5 hours in the wilderness with a random
I did not go missing for 5 hours. I had moved out of the house. Remember, she can't let go. I hadn't answered in about 2 hours because I was on a date with now my husband, and she thought I was getting murdered by him in the canyon.
Oh, wow.
Something my mom would do.
Oh, yeah.
I think she just called me it because I'm so good looking.
What's one word to describe your mom?
Flambunctuous.
Is flambunctuous a word?
I don't think so.
Is your name Olivia?
I don't think one word can describe my mom.
Olivia,
so
your voice is very deep right now.
I just got a surgery on my voice box.
Stop!
Olivia, answer what your guess is.
I don't know.
Jameson, answer.
Protective?
Okay.
If I had a mic, I'd drop it, but I don't. Well,
you do.
It's just kind of not in my hand.
It's really confusing.
It is. What about these buttons?
Okay, Maisie.
Literally zero buttons.
When she screams, she's really loud, so I'd say loud.
Loud?
Max? I agree.
Loud?
I agree.
Start the acquired dog.
There's like a billion words in the dictionary.
Okay, Mom,
you
don't understand.
Okay, you don't describe in any words in the dictionary.
I'm going to say...
That's why it's flambunctuous. It's a thing.
What is... What is it? Surprised. Not, like, everything you say, she's like... or, like, offended or whatever you want to say. Just...
It's not a thing.
I gasp.
Like sound effect, though.
I gasp.
That's kind of do gasp.
Literally, okay. I say something.
Don't per se.
Coleman, word.
Stressed. You stress about everything.
Oh.
That is a really good. Go ahead, then.
I don't know.
Just say word.
I don't know.
Word.
You didn't do one yet? You started.
No, I don't know. Probably. Or just word. Like, I don't know, sunshine. She's just like
sunshine.
Always happy. Aww. Oh, Cora wins the word round.
Yeah.
I got a message from Olivia. You gotta stop sucking
sunshine.
Up.
Sunshine?
Stop. No! Oh my gosh.
shut up.
Stop. It's right in the middle.
Okay. She's
really not going to
in the middle of this. You. Look at this. Look at
okay. We love each other.
Those are my children fighting the I'm Chelsea.
Okay. Do you think your moms are too involved, perfectly involved, or not involved enough in your lives? Let's start with... Sounds like Maisie's going over. Maisie. Too involved, not involved enough, or perfect?
Way too involved.
Oh. Max.
You're eight!
Max. She does have a lot of drama, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Your mom is the least drama person I know.
She brings drama.
Oh, still your drama.
You how dare you say that?
Oh.
You bring the drama.
Oh.
Whoa. Shots
fired.
Max looks like his eyes are going to pop out of his head.
Okay, Max? It really depends on the situation.
Like, so probably yeah. Perfect then, right? If it's kind of there.
In a word. If
your mom's not involved enough, oh, too yeah, involved, or perfectly involved.
And a word.
Get
okay.
Get you,
Jameson?
Get you, get the game. Oh. Anyways. Probably too involved. But at times it's nice because it's like, you know,
hey.
It's good to talk to her about stuff. And then other times it's like, Mom, just leave me alone. That's
sorry.
That yeah, is good. Okay.
Agreed. That's true. But, like, yeah.
How original.
So,
come up with your own answer.
We have the same mom.
Well, yeah.
No, stop.
You... I feel like you're good involved, but then sometimes I'll tell you stuff and you just keep bringing it up. It's like, if you hear
yeah.
It, just don't.
Because I stress
again.
Over it in my head.
Yeah, you do. I and out loud, too.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, but I really, like, just depends on the situation. Like, at school, one time we had 7 missing assignments in math, and she never even said anything about that. Like, that's definitely not involved. But other times, she is very too involved. So it's just like, you know?
How did you feel about your parents, well, your mom's doing a podcast?
Emma, you first.
I thought it was super cool, and I told her she should do it.
Sweet.
Honestly, the first thing I said to my mom was, oh, that'll be fun. I probably won't listen to it, but that'll be cool.
Ashley tells that as it is. Alexa?
I didn't... I mean, this sounds bad, but I didn't really think about it very much. I don't know. I just... Because she's always on Instagram and doing things like this, so it's just like,
yeah.
This is the next step, I guess.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Perfect.
I thought it was cool because it's something new for her, I feel like, you know? Just like something to kind of look forward to, I guess, and just like have, I don't know, put time and thought into.
Something that's her own?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dallin?
I guess it made me a little bit nervous. I have a feeling that I might have inspired this podcast a little more than some other people in this room. But I've listened so far, and it hasn't been too painful yet, so.
There's a lot of editing.
Yeah.
Just kidding, Sam.
I haven't gotten to the wedding one.
Yeah, I agree with Alex and the same with what he said about Angela. Like, it's... I was nervous as well, but, like, it gives her something to do because her children are leaving and she needs something to take care of and treat as her little child as we all are leaving the house. So I thought it would be good for her mental health.
Honestly. Okay, if you were excited or scared about your mom's doing a podcast, start with Jackson.
I didn't care.
Good answer.
I didn't care.
Kind of excited because I knew it'd be funny.
I thought it was pretty neat, but I don't know. I'm supportive and she's doing great. I'm proud of her.
Yes!
JMO!
Maisie?
I didn't care.
Max?
I was a little bit surprised.
She says you're so quiet.
Yes, she
no,
does.
She says
quiet
you are.
You were so quiet.
I'm such a shy man. Hard to come out of my shell.
700 listeners, now stop.
700.
Wow. That's
I'm
a
really,
flex. If
I'm sure say hi to my mom. I would like to thank my mom
awesome.
For
I'm
all
sure.
That she's done.
Are you guys
for me.
Honestly.
Okay. Anything else you want to say about the podcast?
Well,
Well, I think like so many moms kind of just put everything into their kids. And so having like their own fun thing to do, I think is good.
Even though this is still all about their children, but their own fun thing.
It is a way we can't let go, huh?
Yes.
Just a little bit.
Hey, at least we love you. I would bubble wrap you if I could.
We know.
Okay, I think we're good.
But you know,
I've got a message for my fellow beings and non-beings and extraterrestrial beings. Everyone who's listening right now, God bless America. I'm out.
Just a reminder and a disclaimer: we are just a handful of moms who are voicing our expressed opinions on certain topics. Mid-season moms should not be considered professional advice. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented by mid-season mom hosts are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided is done at your own risk.